on CKUT 90.3 FM until 2 a.m. We gonna do this. You ready, boy?
So hard you call yourself Dr. Gladstone. Comic books, they reprinted Tales from the Crypt and Haunt of Fear and Vault of Horror and the like. Surely in league with the dark ones, doing things that the world would not like. That is to say, anything that would tend to be a pro-life. Thank you. root of the tone. It's glad we're rootless, feeling all ever so alone. Surely not, cause we got the endless spark that makes us truly a cosmonaut, traveling from the stars that we create. Building worlds with sound. And look at that, there's a cat. Thought he got outside, got somewhere and got trapped and eaten by wild dogs. It's a cycle of life. What do you see? You feline looking at me. Can you see legions of the dead all around my head? Look at those majestic rocks and trees. Ooh, you can thank me. Oh, you ain't got to get down on your knees. Don't you know you can do the same thing? A king.
They got me spooked. What do you got to say? A David Icke?
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's a very, very big picture.
It is.
Much bigger than the COVID hoax, although that, of course, is a massive part of the effort to enslave humanity on a level that, on a global level, we've never seen before in known human history. And it's something that's been worked towards for a very long time. And, you know, to understand the present, we have to understand really where we've come from and what we're dealing with. And I'll just go through a few parts of it.
Lay it on us, David.
It's my view, after researching this for 30 years and looking at the descriptions of humanity before this intervention that I'll come to, that humanity was very different to what we see today. It kind of struck me when I found out that we live in a tiny band of frequency. I found this out a long time ago.
That's right.
It was still a real, you know, eye-opener. But we live in a tiny band of frequency. You know, people look out of their eyes and they think they see all there is to see in that space, but they don't. They see only a narrow band of frequency. And if you take
that frequency band is getting wider, things are getting clearer, and the world gonna get brighter. It's got to be. We got to enlarge our frequency span. That's the only hope. Anyway, that's what I'm doing, man.
Well, mainstream science projection of the size of the universe, then
at
0.005% of what exists in the universe. 0.005%. Some say it's a bit more, 0.5% some say, but it's tiny, it's tiny, tiny. And what we can see, our visual reality, is a tiny fraction called visible light of that electromagnetic spectrum. And when I kind of realized this a long time ago, I thought, that's bloody ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Realize this. That's crazy. But then you read descriptions of humanity in the very, very, what we call distant past, and the golden age and all these things, and a very different humanity is being described. And it's clear that it was one of a much more expansive consciousness.
That's right.
And I have no doubt one that had a much greater visual span that it could see, frequency range that it could see.
And here too, right? More on that later with David Icke. We'll be right back.
We're gonna go with that, man. Anywhere the walls gonna permit us. You know, they got a lot of history in here. A lot of history in this building. Well, maybe not in this fucking building, but it's the one next door, man. There's some kind of vortex. You feel the energy in the magnetic field. I know, I think so. Something just tell me who won't push the record button, and we're gonna come up with something. This is it in here, B. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, we're motherfucking free from all those diatribes that they say on the digital TV, man. Even though they feel like they're talking just to you, and every word that you say, you think that it's true, man. That's just misleading you. Put that down. You better walk, better off watching episode after episode of the Scooby-Doo program.
Once again, this state of consciousness that David Icke is speaking of is the state of consciousness of the beings who seek to control you!
We call human traits, but actually they're traits of the heart, whether you're human or not. It doesn't have these things.
They're inhuman, they got no heart!
And therefore, where we will have a fail-safe mechanism on behavior, which is to have the empathetic connection to those we're affecting. And because you can put yourself in the feelings of those you're affecting, that is a fail-safe mechanism on your behavior, obviously. But I would say to people, imagine if you didn't have that.
No, it would be sweet, yeah.
This is a real challenge that a lot of people have, and I do understand it completely. It's understanding the nature of this consciousness in terms of how different it is to balanced human consciousness, heart-centered human consciousness. It's not the same thing. It's why I've been saying to people over the decades,
if you judge what this force will do in its various expressions by what you would do, you're never going to understand what's going on, because they're not like you. It's not like you. It's a completely different state of consciousness. It's an expression of the same consciousness that we are, but it's in a very different state. And what we call psychopaths are actually expressions of this consciousness. So you look at someone like a super psychopath, like Bill Gates, and you're looking at an expression of this, what I will call archontic consciousness, after what the Gnostics talked about in terms of a manipulative force in the unseen, which they called archons, from a Greek word meaning rulers. And this consciousness sought to impose itself on the human world.
And it sure enough did in your banking system and your legal system and your religious system.
Now, what it needed to do was shut humanity down in terms of its visual reality and its perceptual reality and its sense of self and its sense of what we call the world. And so it created what you can visualize as the Matrix in the Matrix movies. It's very, very much the same.
I watched it again the other day, David. It's well worth watching again for people, you know.
Yeah, and so
don't bother.
What
don't
was
do it,
the bro. Matrix in the movie?
Don't do it! Don't pay attention to no screens, even if it's to watch The Matrix Reloaded after David Icke mentions it to Jason Leocytos. Just stay off them glowing plasma boxes, because they got you caught, man. Just listen to the radio. Aight! Space Play!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tape, holy crap. I just gotta flip that shit over and keep going, cause I can't stop that. I ain't about to take a nap. Maybe I could have a while ago though, but nope, because the cosmic wisdom beam information stream just kept on pouring on it, made him off the screen.
some guy in his bedroom. Yeah. Come, how good it be? How awful. So, but they're not. Because just as they are dependent on humanity for the energetic sustenance that this consciousness absorbs.
Parasites!
So they are dependent on continuing to control human perception. Because when they lose control of that, it's over. So they're terrified of that too. They're terrified of losing control of human perception, because then the game is over. So they are expressing this with their hysterical censorship. They're terrified of losing control of information so that they lose control of perception. That's why they see people like me as so bloody dangerous. And they should, because I am to them.
Bloody right you are.
And so there's another way of looking at this. You can look at it, you can think, oh, what can we do? They're all so powerful. Or you can say, no, they're telling us all the time they're not. And so if a perceptual state has got us into this trouble, another perceptual state will get us out of it. I think self-identity is the key, and it's the key for them, because they want humanity in a self-identity of little me, I have no power, and I have to look to those in authority to run things and tell me what to do and the important thing. And you see loads of those people doing exactly that now. Very clearly, more clearly than ever before. So that's the perception that got us into this mess. And so another perception will get us out of it. So you look at the world, like I said earlier, and it's an expression of human behavior, which is an expression of human perception. So instead of having to start organizations and do this and fight the enemy, we change perception, and we change behavior, and we change the world. And this thing about self-identity is fundamental to that. Absolutely 100% bottom line to that. Because while we self-identify, which is what we're encouraged to do all the time, while we are self-identified with the labels of the human experience, man, woman, black, white, color, race, sexuality, which are not who we are, just experiences, very brief experiences, which our consciousness, eternal, infinite consciousness is having. But if you focus on that and you self-identify entirely with that, with the labels, this is what I am, this is my I, then you're a slave of the five senses, because that's the level that those labels operate at, the five senses. And if you look, Jason, what's happened in recent years, the cult has manipulated this situation into what's called identity politics. And what's that? It's subdividing and subdividing and subdividing the previous labels. So people are going into smaller and smaller senses of self and identifying with smaller and smaller labels. This is why this LGBT and then all this long list of letters getting longer all the time.
David Icke, more on that later on Space Plane.
Until 2 a.m.
It's coming from...
Thank you. Google Melon Camp tape gonna be put to the best use you could imagine. I'm gonna open up the portals and gates. Never mind that Saturnian sine wave. And the time cube, please. I'm barely in that dimension, crazy dude. Nobody wants to hold me back, cause they can't. Thank you.